שולחנוב פסקן וסימן טוב קופצדיק מומו ראש השונה. The person has to hear ראש השונה כמה תקיעס חייב אדם לשמוע בראש השונה תשע. You need to hear תשע תקיעס לפי שנאמר תרוע ביובל ובראש השונה שלוש פעמים. It says in Rosh Hashanah twice, Zichro Yom Teruah, Yom Teruah. And in Yovel, in Yom Kippur, it says, Ve'avartem Shofar Teruah. Chazal learn out, Liten, Shel Zeh V'Zeh. So in Yovel, and in Rosh Hashanah, everyone has three psukim that you have to hear a Teruah. V'kaimelon, כל תרוע פשוטו לפניו ופשוטו לאחריו. זה לא שאתה שולחנו וחזדק דס. חייב עודו משמוע תשע קוילת, שנאמר, תרוע ביובל, ראש השם. כל תרוע פשוטו לפניו ופשוטו לאחריו. ומפי השמוע למדנו שכל תרוע של חודש השביעי יחס בין בראש השם לבין בימים הכיפורים. במילא we have three times Truah, every Truah has Tkiyah Lefoneh, Tkiyah Lacharel. All together, we have nine. So this is the Tkiyahs that we have. Three Truahs, every Truah, Tkiyah Lefoneh, Tkiyah Lacharel, comes to nine. So how, start, why we know every Truah has a tkiya lefoneo and a tkiya leachareo. Shenemar, ve'avartem kol shoifo. So we have to hear three truahs. Every truah has a tkiya lefoneo and a tkiya leachareo. So together we have nine koilas. This is called the nine koilas that we have to hear midoy raisa. So how it became 100? So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah. As a machlekes, what is Trua? It's Ginuach or it's Yolil? It's ginuach or it's yolil. Yolil is like when a person cries, small little cries. Ganich is like, So the suffix, if true, if the Torah means goniach, or means yolil. See in a second the Gemara. Askim rabavohu. This is the Gemara Lamed Aleph. Bekisori, Rebavohu, Bekisori was masking that we will do Tkiyo, Shvorim Truo, Tkiyo. We blow Tkiyo, Shvorim Truo, Tkiyo. Zog Gemore, he was metaken and we will do Tashat, Tarat, Tashrat. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Truo, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Truo, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Truo, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Truo, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Truo, Tkiyo. Tkiyo, Shvorim, Truo. Why? Monafshach, I elule yolil la'ovit kia, truot kia. I genuach gonich la'ovit kia, shloisha shvorim kia. Mesapkele I genuach gonach yolil yolil. Zog di mo beseder. So durch du tashrat. Fim esupe kevet shvarim o truo. Du tkir shvarim truo. Tkir shvarim truo tkir. Tkir shvarim truo tkir. Ani yaitz me malam shach. Rav Avahu is mesupe. If it's shvarim or it's truo, du tashat. Zog the Gemara, maybe it's shvarim, and the truo is a hefsek in between the shvarim to the tki and the end. Maybe it's truo, and the shvarim is a hefsek in between the first tki to the truo. From here we know the halachas of hefsek. Hopefully we'll manage to get to that. So the Marquette is a douche, tkir shvarim and tkir truo. Why we do tashat? Maybe it's also ginuach gonich and also yelula yom. So we have three options. Maybe it's shvarim, maybe it's truo, and maybe it's both. And this is what we have in our tkir shvarim, tkir, tkir shvarim, tkir, tkir shvarim, tkir. Tkiyat ruo, tkiyat, tkiyat ruo, tkiyat, and tashat, tashat. Mesapkele, dime gonach v'yori. So maybe do another one. Tkiyat ruo shvarim tkiyat. If he doesn't know what it is, so in the Gemara, the derech of people when they cry, first is a big cry, till they catch the breath, and then they start to cry. Genuach v'hadar yom. This is the Gemara. Mesapkele genuach goli li yoli yoli. So this is be'etzem what we do. So from here, the nine became 30. Three times tashat is nine. Three times tarat is nine. And three times tashrat is 30. This exactly brings us to 30. Because it's 9 times 3. And in the Tashrat we have 4, right? Because we have Tkir Shvarim Truah Tkir. So from there we got our minig, and from there we got our minig. This is Ba'atzim. From there the 30 came. Now what we'll see is two shitas. If Rabbi Avahu was really Mesupik, if it's this and this and that. Or be'etzem, all the three ways are emes. This was different in Hogim and Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Avahu wanted that everyone will do the same thing. The way Mishnah brings it down, Sifkot and Hay. Ve'ein anu yoidim, ke'odom ha'gineach b'liboy, that he has longer, v'zesh anu ke'im shvorim, or ke'odom ha'meyalel, o'yim shneim yachad, ein anu yoidim. Sloshen ha'shulchan aruch, truo zo amura b'teir nistapek lonu, sloshen ha'rambam, im yelolo she'ke'im truo, o'yim asher anu ke'im shvorim, o'yim shneim yachad. לפיכוך לא צס ידי סופק צורך לתקוע תשרת שלוש פעמים, תשת שלוש פעמים ותרת שלוש פעמים. To be right to all the shittas. They're ready to sign here the Mishnah Berurah. Stiras, if the Mishnah Berurah was really Mesupik. And Tov Tzadik, Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, what if someone doesn't know to blow tashrat, tashat, tarat. He knows tashrat, but he doesn't know tarat. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, don't do a bracha. Because it's three options. If you don't know how to blow all the three options, you can't make a bracha. The because you're blowing, and could be you're not yet. So don't make the bracha. This is mitzad echad. Tzad sheni, twice in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down, like Rabbi Mudar Anoe, from Mechaveiroi, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so you're allowed to blow yoitzeh, but only the chiyuv, so here tashrat, tashat, tarat. And the same thing, Mishnah Berurah brings down, what would be if a person, you know, was mekabel this year, second day Rosh Hashanah, was mekabel Shabbos, and then they bought him a shofar. So Mishnah Berurah says, to do tashrat, tashat, tarat. It's nothing. If everything is good, say it. So the Chaim that he asked him, the Kaf HaChaim, the Mishnah Berurah meant, Tvit Ashrat, Tvit Ashat, Tvit Arat. You have to know, but you have to know, it's a big vikuach, Marshall, they ask for Beliashi, but we get a lot of times people go to hospitals and they have to blow. There's no time to do 30 in every department. So he said to do tashrat, tashat tarat. You can't do 30 in every place. Shalom to do tashat, tarat, tashrat, every place, 30 different ones. He said, no, do tashrat, tashat tarat, maybe. Ari Zatzat and some Rishonim that Rav Avohu was not Mesud. So it's better like this that you eat the other shittas. Yeah, my mom shach comes not with super, so if I do tashat, it's also good. Yeah, maybe not. We'll see later as we get to the mirrors, as we get to a couple places. Different chutz. So this chaylik is glad. This is mekubal on everyone. Rav Avohu was the one that was masking for us the 30 koilis. Then, but we have 100 koilas, so Em Sisroi, the Indian to cry, but the Shloshim koilas, this is really the tkiyas that we have. Now, there's another halacha. The Mishnah states, Seder tkiyas sholosh shel sholosh sholosh. Shiur tkiyas ke sholosh truas. Shiur Truah Kesholosh Yevavos. Rashi explains. Shiur Truah Kegimel Yevavos. Vatanya Shiur Truah Kesholosh Shvorim. So what is Machlekes? Shvorim Utruah. Zok Rashi. Sholosh Yevavos shel Sholosh Koilos Be'alme. So Rashi learns, Truah is Tkiya, Truah is Tu, Tkiya. Shiur Tkiya, Kishiur Truah. So for Rashi, Truah is Tu, we call it Sholosh Koilos Be'alme. Shiur Tkiya is how much? Sholosh Koilos. This is the Gemara. Zok Teisvus, and this is the beginning of the problem of Art Kiyas. So Lefi Rashi, Shiur Truah is Tu. What is Shiur Shvorim? Zok Rashi. Aruki mi Yevavos, longer. So we'll say Tkiya is Tu Shvorim, Truah is Tu. Sholosh Koilos Be'alme. Shvorim is longer. Tu. This is Shvorim. Zok Teisves, But if you will do shvorim keshir sholish koilos, it becomes a tkiyah, right? We said shiur tkiyah kesholish keshir tru. Keshir sholish tru. What is tru lefi Rashi? Two. Shiur tkiyah keshir sholish tru means keshir tru. Shiur tkiyah is sholish koilos. So lefi Rashi, how you do tru? Two. This is tru lefi Rashi. If you do shvorim longer from sholish from two, you do shvorim kesholish koilos, it's already a tkiyah. So lefi Rashi, the only way to do shvorim is like this: tkiyah two, shvorim two. But if you do the shvorim a little bit longer, you're not yaitzim. Glad, this is shitas Rashi. You never heard they blow Rashi's kiss? Every year blows Rashi's kiss. You want to be a mitzvah. You do tkiyah, two, maybe, shoska, two, tkiyah, two, shvorim, two, tkiyah, two. If you do the shvorim a little bit longer, it's already a tkiyah. Why? Because shiur tkiyah is shiur tru'a. Tru'a is sholosh koilos. So if you do the shvorim sholosh koilos, this is tesis in Rosh Hashanah. וצורך להיזהר בשבורים שלא ימעריך על קולך בפני עצקי ג' יבובס ששולש סקולש קולש ודמכן נעשה תקיעה ולא ישבורי יונה ביועץ שיעו תקיעה כשיעו תרוע so again שיעו תקוע לפי רשי השולש קולש שולש קולש לפי רשי שיעו תקיעה שולש קולש Shvorim, you can't do long more from two because then it'll be a shiur tkiyah. Zogt Tesis is the second thing. How long has to be the tkiyah and shvorim? Not sholosh koilos. If shvorim is two koilos every piece, so the tkiyah has to be how long? Six. The shiur of the tkiyah has to be in the oirech. If the land, if the trua, if shvorim is the trua, so the tkiyah of shvorim has to be six. Lefi Rashi. And the shiur of the tkiyah in tashrat has to be how long? Nine. Six plus three. Clear? Poshut. Frank the Marshal. Amazei, what is the problem to make a shvorim? The Firashi tree. Are in shvorim, how long is the tkiyah of shvorim? Six. So even the Firashi calls man, I didn't do the shever six, it's not a problem. As I break the marsha. And the Ramo holds from the kash of the marsha, and he paskins that the Firashi you could do shvorim till six. Okay, this is the Mechaber. I want to read the Mechaber because this is the Aleph Beis. If you want to know a little bit kias, this is the Aleph Beis. Tru azu amura b'teir nistab. Yesh oimri. Shiur tkiyah ketruo, v'shiur truo kesholosh yevobis. Rashi. Ta'ayinu sholosh koiches ba'alme. V'hem nikrim tumetim. V'lefi ze, tzorich lizor, you have to be careful, shelo yarich b'shever kesholosh tumetim. Shimken yotzu mechlal shever v'naas et kiyah. ויש אומרים שאין צורך לחוש ובלבד שלא יאריך רק משתבוע פשט כזה ציקס וצורך להאריך בתקיע של תשרת יויסו משל תשת ובשל תשת יויסו משל תרע ומאריך הרבה אין לחוש אוקיי so the Mechaber holds it's a problem The Rambam holds it's not a problem. But the Eilike Eilike Shulchan Aruch, Mona Bis Yosef, was the Pesach of Gantz Klal Yisrael, right? Yosef Hu HaMashbir, Paskins, that if you do a Shvorim long from three, you're not Yotze Lefi Rashi. Starke Kasher, Feste Kasher, the Rambam, Feste Kasher, the Maharsho, why? And we have to say answers why. This one, everyone is busy. Everyone that says a Shnikul Teir and Tkiyas is busy to try to answer what is the problem. Now, where the problem starts. And let's give it, because this is the Baya of Klal Yisrael. Rashi is the main shita. Laloch, if a guy is stuck and he hears only Tkiyas Rashi, Mishnah Berurah says Giyotze. So, now, why we don't do Rashi? Because we have a shita, so we were born up from Cheder, how much is true? 3 or 9? I don't know in America. 9 also, and that's not, I know it's 9, I don't know in America what they do. What? I know they do a lot of things short there, yeah? They do 9 also?
Yeah.
They don't do Rashi, they do 9. So the Truah is 9, right? So the Shiut Ki is 9. So if the Truah is 9, so how much Shvorim have to be similar to Truah, the same amount of time. So how long every Shevor has to be? 3. And this is the way they do it. So the Firashi, when you do Shvorim 3, you're not Yaitza, because you're doing 3 Tkiyas. So when you go to Shul, you can't be Yaitza also Rashi and also Amine. This is the problem on Pi Halacha. What to do? You want to be Yaitza Rashi, you need to do Truah, 2, 2, 2. Maybe you could add 2, 2, 2. Shvorim, you could do only 2 Koilas. Because if you do Shvorim 3 koilis, it's the Tkiyah of the Truah. But maybe you're not Yoitz. So how some people in America go to Shul? They say Mechad Rambam. Now we said that Lefi Rashi, you write that Shiur Tkiyah, Shiur Truah is 3, but it's only by Truah. But by Shvorim, Val every Shever is 2, so 3 times 2 is 6. So if the Shvorim is not 6, it's called a Shever. So the Fide Rambam, you Yoitz at Kiyas. But the Fide Mechaber, if a guy goes to Shul, he's not Yoitz at Shita Slash. Okay, he's Yoitz at the second Shita. But the problem is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Iker la Aloha Kirashi. ובדיימת די בשלוי של כוליחס כדעס הראשונו. This is our problem when we come to Tkiya Shoyim. So again, we know Shitas Rashi is 3 koilis Truah, Shvorim is 2 koilis. So Ktais is Lefi Rashi, if you did Shvorim 3, you're not Yoitze. And this is the reason when you'll hear later in Shul Tkiya Rashi, you'll hear Tkiya 2, 2, 2, 2, Tkiya, 2, and then you will hear Shvorim, Tkiya, Shvorim, 2, 2, 2. But if you do Shvorim like us, you're not Yoitza Lefi Rashi. You write Lefi the Maharsho and the Rambam, you Yoitza. Because Kol Zman, the Shvorim was not 6, you Yoitza. But the Tosfos says you're not Yoitza. The Maharsho, the Mechaber Paskins, you're not Yoitz. Not Lalocha we Paskins like Rashi. Why we do 9 and 3, 3, 3 and Shvorim? Because we want to be Yoitz in the second Shita, Shita Sarayven, the true is 9. And the Katchil Mishabur says, Roy to be Chayshish in that Shita. Here we stuck what to do. So, the Chofetz Chaim, Barona Chofetz Chaim says, "Bisei Mechad Rambam." No, You know, in Shofar, that's a poshut to be Seimach. Shana Shem, Merim lo beroisha, Merim lo beseifah. Even if you're Oynes. So the guy doesn't have a ticket, he can't run away, he's stuck. The fire. So what we do? So there's four ways. Some people just say Seimach and the Rabbah. These are the people that go to shul and then they leave. We speak on Asher Aram Yoydei Tchua. Hashem Ba'or Ponecho Ya'alech. Shir Bochah has to be Yoydei Tchua. Second eight is the lazy people. The Maishol. We just do Tkiyas Rashi Ba'or. Yeah, we cannot do Tkiyas Rashi. We can't go home without Tkiyas Rashi. Stop. Now when you understand it, you hear the people being the staff of room listening later, yeah? And they never heard kids yet. Reb Chaim Brisker came with the AIDS. That's what they do in some of the midrashas here. With his grandkids. Reb Chaim had the AIDS. They do Shvorim, not three. They do Shvorim 2.1 or 2. They do four or five shvorim. They say like this. Truah is nine. Shvorim is longer. But it has to be the same amount of time. So they do four or five shvorim. This is what they do. So they do, you go to Brisker, see this what they do. Shvorim. You don't hear Shir, you don't even realize what is going on there. They don't do longer Shvorim. No. Not what? No. Let's see. How much tour do they do by you in America? Nine? The guy makes 10? Some made it. It's a part of the Shvorim. Now, why not everyone agrees with that? First, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. Sheloi lo lasis yoyso shvorim. You're not allowed to add shvorim. You see, the Ramban was a whole story. Ramban brings down. Rosh Hashanah. New Rambans. שמעתי מהרב רב נוסם ברב מאיר שבו ללמוד תוירו לפני רב יצחק ברב אברון תוקה התקיעה ועושו דלת שבורים סתם את זה נבריסקה אומר לרבי יצחק חזויר על הכל הסימן לאחר התפיל לרומדו החברים בחוצר אומר למוירי לא מוציבי סולר זה שבורים ושבורים מין במין אין החויצס תום ערי ושוסה שמתקיע שתוקע לפני רי עושה השבורים כולם בלי יפסק לא יעושה שום תורות ומשגות ולכתחיל הרעה של אסס אבא וחמיש השבורים ואפילו מאה but this was a big argument in the rishayim the Magen Avraham bought down by the Rabbein of Chofetz Chaim ויש מן הפויסקים שמחמירים שחנור says יולדו במויסיף על השבורים ונוכן לא חוש לדבריהם לכתחילה שלילס אס יויסר מתשע so the shayla why the prisha is mash mastam we see the guy who get tired the new dishwari they bring the rambane וחזניש לא הקפיד על כך. זוק למטה אפרים, עם קצה המטה, שיש מוקם לתקוע דווקא ארבו עם חומש. תביעי זה רשי. So this is בעצם what it's called the Chaim's Tkiyas. Some will argue with it. Not American, why you have it? This is all that they do like that. This is their Messiah. Rabbeinish, Rosh Hashiva Rabbeinish in the mirror, he did like this in the first 30 tkiyas, they did Reb Chaim's tkiyas. And before, when he became Rosh Hashiva, he stopped. Says Mishibur. Second of all, who said, what we said you're allowed to add in Shvorim, who said that for the Fida Shitas, that we are makbid to be Yoitze, nine Truah, and Shvorim is divided into three, you could be Yoitze Shvorim of two. Maybe if Shir Truah is nine, Shir Shvorim is three, it means that Shita holds every Shevar is three. And if we try to be Yoitze, so you're not Yoitze. And the mirror they do it in the last 40. Now, for the Lombim Shebachem, there's a Geoinus from Reb Shloime Kluger. It's G'day to know it, this is a Gishma Kizach Vigor Rosh Hashanah. A Geoinus from Reb Shloime Kluger. He titles like this. He has a raya that we have to be choishesh. Again, belongness, it doesn't make sense, the problem. As we said, what Shvorim is at Kiyah, but if it's three koilas, it's only in Torah. And Shvorim, that it's really six. Obviously, the Tkiyah is six. Yeah, so we need to add this to Marshal's Kash, and the taste doesn't make sense. Shulchan Aruch doesn't make sense. This is the reason Klal Yisrael was saying Mechad HaRabot. I know, the Baal only said three Ma'alchim. Or do we say Mechad HaRabot? Or do we do, like by me, we do Rashi later? Or do we do Reb Chaim? Right? These are the three ways of Klal Yisrael. The Milut just doesn't do nothing. And the other two parts of Klal Yisrael, or do they do Rashi? The ones that leave shul early is because they don't know. You have to understand, emotional. There's a Yude, Shiva. He became Rosh Hashiva. So before he became Rosh Hashiva, his father was memaneh him to be the Makri and the Shol. In the middle, Shiva is not a Makri. You before Shmulevitz, the second one is the Makri. Now, Shira, son of Yaakov Shmulevitz, is the Makri in the main Spanish. But he was Mamanah. So it was the first year, so we learned to get a Dalochas, you know. So Choshu Yigman is making Shira, so we learned the Dalochas. So the Moshe, in the main Bismedra Shir, they don't do Rashi after davening. Okay, they anyway have Reb Chaim. They go down to the dining room to do the second kiss. Not to. And Bisholem, they do it in the Bismedrash. But, for showing that it's not important, the Makri, then was Rosh Shiva of his Yud, and now it's Reb Chaim Salomon, the Makri sits down when they do the Rashi. He stays. To show that it's not a part of it. But a Geoinus of Reb Shloime Kluger. Listen to the Geoinus, and Reb Shloime Kluger used it when it was a war, and they were massive like the Nazis, and they had to blow shofar. He says he doesn't understand why Reb Avohu made Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. What we do? Why? He said it was Mesupik, maybe Tarat, maybe Tashat, maybe both. Frank the Gemara said, just do Tashrat, it's a Hefsek. Right? He says he has an Eitzer. Now, Moshe, when you do Tashrat, regular normal klal Yisrael, yeah, yeshiva line. When we do Tashrat, how long we do the tkiyah? The tkiyah from Tashrat, how long we do the tkiyah? How long you do the tkiyah? 18 koilas. 9 truah and 9 from the shvorim. Shvorim means now. And in Tashrat, we are machmir to do the tkiyah long. Tashat we do it 9, Tarat we do it 9. Was a war. Shlomo Kluger said, I have an 8. do Tashrat, the first Kriya, do 18. Then do 4 Shvot. The last Shever, do 9. Do Tkiya 80. Okay, hold up. Shvorim every Shever 3, 3, 3. Then do another Shever 9. Or 6. Do 9. Then do Trua 9. And then do a Tkiya of 80. And you yoytze alashitis. Again. Tkiya 18. 3 Shvorim of 3. 1 Shever of 9. 9 Truas of a second every one. And then a Tkiya of 80. Why you yoytze everything? Listen to Cheshbon. If the halacha is that I have to do Tashrat, so how much is Tkiya? 18. So I did 4 Shvorim, the Briskas also do 4. Ma'abaya. Ma'abaya? Ma'abaya? No? So if it's Tashrat, I'm good. Like the Briskas. What we're saying, no, maybe it's only Tashrat. Okay, so I have Tkiya. So if it's Tashrat, how long the Tkiya has to be? How long the Shvorim? How long the Tkiya has to be? 9, right? So I did the first one 18, is no problem. 3 Shvorim of 3. The last Shever is 9. I have Tkiya, Shvorim, Tkiya. Later, when I do noises later, it doesn't make a difference. It's like beeping. So I do Tkiya, Shvorim, Tkiya. Then it stops. Right? So I'm Yoytze in 3 Tashrat, like that. I'm Yoytze. If it's Tashrat, I was Yoytze. If it's Tashrat, I'm Yoytze. Why not? What is the bayah?
Last Shever was
9 koilas.
Well, you have to.
What is that again? Tkiya, 2, 18, Shvorim, 2, 2, 2, 2. Later, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Tkiya, 18, a Shever of 3, a Shever of 3, a Shever of 3. A Shever of 9, then a Trua, a gap, and then a Tkiya. What?
The Shvarim of 9 is counted part of the Shvarim, and a lot is the
Shvarim,
and then you have 18
from the Shvarim,
and 9
from the Shvarim. Right, but if I add, it doesn't make a difference. I have to have the minimum. If I add Koilas, it doesn't make a difference. And if you want, I will do the Tkiya in the beginning, 35. Now, if Trua is the right one, so forget about the first Kiya, forget about the first 3 Shvorim. My Kiya starts in the last Shevra, and then I have Trua, and I have Kiya. And Rav Shlomo Kluger, la'aloche le'maisa, was a war, and they couldn't blow. He said to do 3 Tashrat, with a Shvorim of 9, and be yoytze everyone. Make it nine. What is mucha from here? One of the two. Other the briskets are wrong. You can't do 4. Yeah. So other the briskets are wrong. I'll tell you why we want it to happen. I'll explain in a second. If the other the briskets are wrong, or the Marsho is wrong, that even the Tashrat, that the Tkiya has to be 18, over every time Shiu Tkiya is Kishiu Trua. And if you do 9, it becomes a Tkiya. You don't say, well, now I'm doing Tashrat, so at that side. You're right. How we explain the answer that you need more for the Tkiya, but even so it passes? We have to answer, but this is what Taisa says. The Lefirashi, you can't do a Shevel Shel Shalosh, and even so, Taisa says you need to do a Tkiya from 6, 7. So now I'm a Bonavshach. So the briskets are wrong, or that we can't do 4. So if we can't do four, so we don't have the eighth of the brisket. Or the Mashah is wrong. One of the two. So was Shas Atchak, this is what Rav Shlomo Kluger said to do. It's not a good answer. The only good answer is that the Rishonim asked a kasha. Why Rav Avohu was matriach everyone so much? The Rishonim, they don't come with such a chav like Rav Shlomo Kluger. But they have a different chav. Do tashrat. When you finish tashrat, the last kiyah, have a das, mimonav shalach. If I need it, we'll go be oiled to that one, and if I need it, we'll go to this one. And mimonav shalach, am yaitze. And they say different truths. One tells they say that there was scared that the people will start to think that tashat doesn't need. Right? The Siddurim will be Tashrat, Shat. Tashrat, Shat. Right? This is what it'll be. Tashrat, Shat, Rat. So then, a person will not have enough time. He first will do the Tashrat. He will come home, he will do Shat. But if that is the answer, that is only if it will not be in one system. In the case of Shem Mekluya, there's nothing to be worried about. People will just do tashrat and everything will be good. Another talent is, they say they're scared people have to mechaven aher, mechaven ahir. It's very hard for people. And that is the talent of Shem Bluger, I think, not everyone here even chapped it, yeah? That's also everybody to care, will have to chap what is going on. So the mayor, they didn't want to do it. What is another answer? This other answer brings us to a huge litvashe chsidishe machlekes. How we do shvarim? How they do shvarim in America? Not how long, what noise? Straight?
There's
four ways how to do shvarim. Straight? Utu? Utu, meaning to say straight, up, down, down, up, down, up. Utu. So, Utu. These are three ways. So you have the glad ones, and then you have the Utu. Utu means Alevov, Tesvov, Utu. Two Utu is Tesvov, Alevov. And the Utu is Alevov, Tesvov, Alevov. Utu. The Litvishes do Utu, the Chsidishes, and Lita they did Utu, and Poli they did. Who is right? So the Ritva state, it has to be smooth. The difference is, the Lashon HaRitva is, the difference in between Shvorim and Truah is only in time. אין חילוק בין תקיע לשבר אלא בשיעור אורך הכל לא בצורוסוי וניגונוי דרמב"ן הם דנו רמב"ן דהבד את הדרושס ועוד רמב"ן משמע נשת הזה דרמב"ן says וכבר פישו רביסינו כוסב רבינו שימשוין בתייסוס וצורך להיזור בשבורים שלא ימריך בכל איכות מהם כשיעור שלוש יבובס Yeah, this is the hack that we had. Din ken nasi kol achas tkiyah. U be'emes shiyofe iyem. V'tayim li yizav. Sagut ha-teisvis. Aval kifi anire midikduk ha-loshem. Ein ha-hefer shebin ha-shvorim la-tkiyah bin oirech le-kitzu. Elo shezeh koilu poshut. Soifek et chilosoi ki ishmeirim koilu shoyer v'leranem. וזה כל שובור כאין המייד. זאת ארץ הדיפן קוי. נאו, זויך הוא יד מסרמבן. הם מברוכה, הוא אומר מזויך הוא יד מסרמבן. די מברוכה, הם סוב, בגזל בו רב חיים. That if we will say like this רמבן, so it's no more to the tasteless. בעצם רמבן מסוב says it. So we have another answer on Rashi. Why we don't have to be careful when we do shvorim of three? It's not tkiyah. It's two halachas. The length of tkiyah is like true, not less than three koilas. Two is not enough. Has to be two, has to be that. But the shever doesn't make a difference if you make him longer. He doesn't become a tkiyah because it's a different nigun. So now, before, so we have another answer. So, you know, if you hear litvish et kiyas, could be you don't have to hear the Rashi. But the chassidim for sure are machmir mistamer to do more kiyas after that. I don't know why it's punk. Yeah? Lechure, this is the name of brocha shtikul teir. That, now, a lot of people, the shaila is like this. It's a double shy. And I will explain what was a double shy. Okay, so we have a machlekes. The Ritva says it's the same, the Ramban says it's not the same. Rebbe Liashi, Mitzadecho, comes out, and if the Ramban, if you hear Polish as Shvorim, you're not the answer. Right? The Ramban says it's a different kodi. Now, was the argument l'fi the Ritva yoytze and Litva Shvorim or not? Here it's together the two shaylos. These are the big problems for the Makri. A lot of times you go to shul, the Matakeh starts to blow two, right? You never in these yeshivas that the Matakeh. It sounds everything chutz matkir. You yaitza or you're not yaitza? It's a noise that is going through from point A to point Z. Noise is coming out of the shofar. Up and down, it's left and right. Big shayla, you yaitza or you're not yaitza? Never explain. Lefi de ritva could be any yaitza. Why not? There's no noises. Again. It's not mechayev. You could say even if the ritva has the same noise, a noise that is not straight is not a noise. You could say that, and you could say no, doesn't make a difference. But lefi the Ramban, sometimes the tkiyah sounds like a shvorim. So the hainu, this is one of the things that became a huge problem, and I will explain why. The Mishneh Berurah even didn't deal with it yet, about different noises. This whole musig of different noises, so we have two Messiah, Poilin and Liter. Most of the Litvish yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, you do some tkiyas Polish and some Litvish. Now we have to understand, in our days we know it's a klo machlekes rishonim. It's not stam fashidin minhagim. It's a machlekes rishonim. And the Ramban, it's mashma, it's me'akev. Ramban, it's mashma, it's me'akev. So the bring down of the Nissim Karelitz said why in Lita we are not choishesh to the Ritva, because they learned that the Ritva just learned that there's no difference But now that the Ritva holds that different noises could be a problem. He brings down Mr. Tzvi Frag, why in some places in Lita they did to Hutu. But some say to Hutu, 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 Hutu. Some say to Hutu. So he says the reason they do it to Hutu, to Hutu means Tesvov, Alevov, Tesvov. Because they want to make sure that the guy makes Shorish Koilas. How long is the Sheva? How will we know that Tua is Tutu, 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 doesn't make a difference. You just noise, 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 it's Yaitzah. Yeah, Kolbu. Sheva, we said, it has to be three. How do you know that it's three? So they gave him three tones. Two, two. So the main is three coilers. Because he had to hit the coil for the two, and for the U, and for the two. You have to know. The Moshe Shemzaman had a tzad that a guy that does shvorim a lot of times is. When he cuts in between, a little sound is carrying on coming out. If we say that it doesn't make a difference in noise, it could be it's a tkiah, it's not even a shvorim. So, it's a big shayla. It's more makom to say that to be choishish to the Ramban from be choishish to the Ritva. Because we don't have a raya that the Ramban said that the Ritva said that the Ramban's tears are not good. Masha'enke, lefi the Ramban, could be the Ritva's tears are not good. They bring down that the Chazanish they did only litvashe and they didn't do. Rabbi Eliashiv after that, I think they would do also. Ritva dikit kis. We have to call them poil dikit kis. We call them ritva dikit kis. Ritva dikit shvor. Understand? There are people that do briskish four shvor and ritva shvor. We'll see that. We didn't start yet all the shittas, the regular shittas that exist. Now, lemaise, even that we speak about chumras, we're speaking now about the rav that is the machri. Makri, what we do lemaise if b'shas the tkiyah is not smooth. What we do lemaise, the tkiyah is not smooth. Shemazamel Erbach and Alicha Shloima, Shemazamel says not to be machzir, to be soimech, that it's okay. As is like Shemazamel Alicha Shloima. But they said that Shlomo Zalman yelled on these, you know this Baltikea that likes to show that he has like a, that he's strong like an ox, yeah? And he blows at Kia like, Shlomo Zalman yelled at them. He said a lot of times these guys, in the middle they get it up and down. He says, Gimach Gut, stop! So the guy goes, he makes it Kia Kira. He makes it kill you. We don't mean against no one. Suppose we just want to read it because it's a big. Thank you. משתנה הכל באמצע התקיעה מכל אב לכל דק או מכל צולו לכל צורות וכדוימה. הרי זה תקיעה קשר לכתחיל ושכל הקהלס קשרים בשויפו. וכן נוג ומקובל in brackets ומובן לפי זה מה שאומרו לו להאריך אבא בשבר שאלי נראה כתקיעה. I mean, זה מברוכן. Because if you hold like the Ramban, there's no more Kedon Yishayinu. ומה שיש מקפיד עם כדס המעריל דיסקים שהתקיע תהיה כל הזמן בכולכות בשובר שלא ישתנה וכן נוהג המחרלה אין זה אלא הידור מצווה וחומרה בעל. So he says, לפי דעת, he says, יהיה זה חומרה that in the Shvorim, a lot of times, there's Epis HaKoyel Mamshich. Epis HaKoyel Mamshich. Lemaise, this is what he says, Le'umas Dem, and Tshuvas Ve'anoges, means that some will machmir on it. So the Eish Avrom says that it's okay. So we have to know. I've added the Olam, we're not machzir, but you have to know that Katkhila, you have to have a Baltikeya that could be smooth b'shas netkiyas. Now we'll go weiter. A little bit mamshich. As a big machlekes, you know, why did you know the base? The base is halachas. We do shvorim teruah b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas. It's machlekes. Neshima achas yoytze lekulal. Shtei neshimas is a machlekes. שלושה שבורים צורך לעשות בנשימה אחת, אבל שלושה שבורים ותרו את השרת, יש אוהים שאין צורך לעשות בנשימה אחת, ושלאים שבאפסוק יויסו, ויש אוהים שצורך לעשות בנשימה אחת, ורשמיים יויצא די כולם, ובתקיעס די מיושב יעשה בנשימה אחת, ובתקיעס די מאומות יעשה בשתי נשימה. לרמוב המילה פושוט לעשות הכל בשתי נשימה, משלמו עושה למעשה אר מנגיז that we do the first ones בנשימה אחת and בן מאומד בשתי נשימות. Now we have to know in this alone is a big מחלקס. It's like four or five sheets. What is called נשימה אחת, what is called שתי נשימות. But first that you will know the base. How you know if we're doing b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas? It's the halacha and the makri. When you do b'neshima achas today, shvorim tro. When you do b'shtei neshimas, the makri says, shvorim tro. Not if you notice, but now you will notice. Shvorim tro, it's neshima achas. שבורים תרועו בשתי נשים. This is first that when you stand and show that to know a shtickle, to know what is going on and kiss. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you do b'neshima achas, וטיימם, במה שעושים שמור עם תרום, ובני שם הכבוד עשה תרום בתרום לשתם, אז יועצים, מכן אלה הפסיק ביניהם. ומכל מקום, לא יתבע שמור עם תרום בכוח אחד בלי שום הפסק. חייגם לו למקרה ולשימו אחס, אלו יפסיק מעט רק שלא יהיה בכדי נשים. So the Mishnah Berurah learns Neshimo Achas means Obe Bita Hefzik Kolshu. The Chazanish says Neshimo Achas means No Hefzik Bichlal. Hatruo Yoitzo Mitoich HaShever. So the Moshe Neshiva Smir and the last one they do shvorim tour like the Chazanish. In the last 10. What they get 10% is one sheet of them. So again, so what is Neshim Achas? The normal way is the Mishnah Berurah behefse kol shu. Now, what is Shtei Neshimas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what is Shtei Neshimas? Achizo shelo yafsik yoisa michdei neshima. Shtei Neshimas, but not more. So how you do it? So the way they do it is, you take out ear and you don't pull in. Shvarim, and then it does the truah. As a being, if it's kirov hold low, but shtei neshimas, you really have to take in a little bit ear. So this is be'etzem, a tafkid of a bal tekeah. To know exactly. I'm just saying a lot of Bochum think they know how to blow shofar. And I yeah, who I heard from this Bochum, yeah, he knows how to go, he goes all over the place. You start to ask the Rishim Achas, Shtei Neshim, is the way he's supposed to toot bichla. So you have to know that that is a big shaila. And now here again, it goes. So we want to do Shvorim Tzvua, and you want to do the Shvorim from Rashi. And you do Shvorim Tchua Rashi and Moshul, Rashul. They do Tkiyas after it, Rashi, and they do Rashi Neshima Achas, Shtei Neshimas. There's no limit to how much you have to do. Then Ramban's Tkiyas, Ritva's Tkiyas, Shtei Neshimas, Neshima Achas, Chazanish Mishnah Berurah. These are the different shittas that you have to know. Is another aloha, because this we'll stop here. That is the alohas that the katchila you need to know to what the tkiya belongs to. The ainu, you have to know, it's a lot of times this reason is very important in order to follow in the siddur, or to have a das to be yoitze kmoish atzorich. Because a lot of times you're not sure if the tkiya is the end of the seder or it's the beginning of the next one. And we said you need to have a kavonet. So, either you have a das, what they're blowing, or at least to hold a siddur and to follow. So if you have a siddur and you follow, then you know where they're holding, then maybe you can be a yitzit. There's one more thing, is the temonisha truah. Now, Meliashim hold that it's really an inyan to be yoitza to hear that truah. They learn that it's a broken tkiya. It's not different, 9 different tkiyas, it's one broken truah. So it's Geirus, it's the Ramban, the Yavetz. There's also 2 shittas. If it's true blowing, they break it, or they do it with a hand. Again, in some shittas that hold, we don't need to do all of these things. We don't need to do all these things. Rabbi Eliashiv and Nissen Karelitz hold that a person wants to be yotzei al shittas, this is called tzerech hamoed. It's not called shvus shegozru al zeh, and you're allowed to be yotzei. For sure, in the minute that you yotzei stop to blow, it's garbage. But a lot of times, to know, that is another halacha that is really negat again to be a makri. A lot of times in the middle of the tkiya is a break. I mean to say the coil breaks. Not up and down, but it's broken. It was not smooth. The shaila is if it's called a tkiya or not. The Matar Ephraim learns if it sounds one, it's okay. Chayodom is mashma, if it was a hefsek, it's possible. But Nissim Karali tells that if you couldn't hear it bichlal, it's not a problem. We'll stop here. Thank you.